Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Strotty Fabrecki and the Rhythmics there and Thorn in my side. Good morning, everybody. How are we? What a beautiful sunrise we've got there this morning. I'm looking through the pine trees and the church there and a couple of stars out there. It just looks beautiful. A mostly sunny morning, the Bureau says, for today, with a medium chance of showers in the evening, and they're throwing in storms as well, and up to about 28 degrees. Strong wind warning for nor'easters later again. Wah! Up to about 25 knots. Anyway, hope you had a good Monday. We had a pretty busy Monday foot soldiering around here at Triple M. We had young Caleb, who's filling in for... because Jack's gone to Canberra to be with his partner. It was a very funny day, actually, on Friday. We were sitting around in the boardroom. We had a couple of little gifts for Jack, and we did one of those things where you wrote down your most memorable moment about Jack and put it on a bit of paper but didn't sign it, and then he reads them out, and he's got to guess who wrote them. It was a very funny afternoon. Anyway, Jack's in Canberra with Maddie now, and we're happy for them, even though we're going to miss him. But young Caleb did his first air shift yesterday on commercial radio, and I had to just keep an eye on him yesterday. The poor young bloke, it's terrifying when you do your first shift, even though you're so excited. Anyway, did really well, young Caleb, yesterday. He'll be back on from midday today. Christy getting lots of things organised because we've got so much coming up over the coming weeks, and one of which we launched yesterday, which we'll talk about later, the Triple M toy drive, the I Believe in Santa toy drive for the Salvation Army. But busy time here at Triple M, not only at Triple M, every household, eh? How are you going with your Christmas organisation? Who's coming where? Are you hosting? Are you travelling? Are you started buying your presents yet? It is calamity, isn't it? Slow down, everybody. Write it all down. Tick them all off one by one. All right. Major news stories of the day today. Australia's top banker responsible for setting up interest rates and printing out banknotes says cheques are being phased out and cash will become a, quote, niche payment system. Local country music artist Blake O'Connor will be in Tamworth in January after receiving news he's in the mix for Star Maker. The Argus reports, and we spoke about this last week, about the big Maclay Valley Coast Diabetes Dinner on Saturday night. The Argus reports they raised $92,000, can you believe it, on one night for the locals in the Maclay Valley living with type 1 diabetes. What a great night it must have been on Saturday night. And as I mentioned also, for the Mid-North Coast, there is a strong wind warning today for the Macquarie coastal waters for these northeasters. In sport, in tennis, Ashley Barty and Alex Dimonor have been named joint winners of the Newcomb Medal last night. Gee, they're a good couple of kids. And in rugby league, Kangaroos prop David Clemmer has been cleared to join the Newcastle Knights from next season, as you heard Hannah talk about in the news, after the Canterbury Bulldogs secured the services of Sydney Roosters prop Dylan Napa. Interesting to see the merry-go-rounds of players swapping clubs as before we head into next season. Locally in sport, in racing, the Gallops are at Port Macquarie today. Morning, Michael Bowman. We've got a bid 8-race card with the first at 1:15 today, and the track is currently a good four, so a good day's racing coming up there today. On the show, plenty to talk about today as usual. We're going to talk about the Summer Beach House. Oh, this wonderful prize for Triple M Club members. If you're not a member, sign up today at triplem.com.au. You just might be off for a family holiday for four to the Gold Coast, with flights, 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, and $500 to fill your fridge. I thought, you don't actually put the $500 in the fridge, but I think you know what I mean. Yeah, okay. Also coming up after 7, I'm going to catch up with Ray Stigg. Now, Ray's an old mate of mine. He's a Rabbitohs tragic, but don't hold that against him. And he's responsible for the Ellie Stigg Memorial Golf Day. And every year they raise absolute thousands. And again with Ray, the big day is coming up in January. We're going to talk about that. And I reckon he could organise a phone book, Ray. You should see some of the prizes, some of the sports memorabilia on offer to help kids with cancer. It's a fantastic day out. We'll talk to Ray about that a little bit later. There's $1,000 up for grabs on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Bruce Lee, Bill Nye and Robin Givens, and Christy in also with What's On the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 1327 and 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 13 past 5. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Cactus, the drama continues. As climate change threatens to make the world as hot on the outside as it is on the inside, world leaders gathered once more to confront the emergency. French President Macron.
Oh, it is a disaster. The world will become too hot, even too hot to make love. Therefore, life will not be worth living.
Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It is already so hot in Russia that I must keep removing my shirt. You want to see pictures? Look at that. Oh, yes. Or visit my website, www.bearputting.
British PM Theresa Mayday, Mayday. In Britain, the beer is now so warm that you have to blow on it before you sip it. German Chancellor Angela Merkel revealed the truth.
It is so hot that I can cook pork knuckle in my lederhosen.
American President Donald Trump.
Climate change is fake news. Who cares if the world gets a little hotter? Not me, because I'm the coolest president ever.
Cactus Island Conservative PM Scott Morris Minor.
It's fake news. It doesn't matter if the world gets a bit hotter because I'm the coolest PM ever. Great minds think alike.
Chinese president who cut cheese.
It's very, very hot in China. It's so hot the trees are whistling for the dogs. That one is from the Ming Dynasty.
I think the time has come to get serious on global warming.
Ah, we have been sitting on our hands for too long.
We, if the world will become too hot to make love, I say we must stop sitting on our hands right now.
So what is your solution?
Well, why do we not sit on each other's hands? Mm-hmm. Come on, you will like it. Look.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that is not fake.
Vladimir is happier now.
Does China like that?
Wow, my water is in the way. Oh, yeah.
Everybody sing. We've got the whole world
in our hands. We've got the whole wide world in our hands.
A new climate change conference had begun.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Alec Baldwin has appeared in a New York court after being accused of striking a man in the face over a parking space. The 60-year-old actor said nothing as he was arraigned on misdemeanor and violation-level charges. He had previously stated he did nothing wrong. Barbara Streisand has finally returned back home with her two cloned canines and five other dogs following the Malibu fires. Babs also posted a thank you on social media. And the Balmain apartment that Los Angeles-based actor Tamin Sorsuk bought as a teenager when she was on Home and Away has been sold for over $1 million. The two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment is set at the rear of the Dockside complex. What do you think of the sale price, Al?
This town was built on mateship and a fair go. And all I'm seeing here today is the exact opposite of that.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters, who's just had a sneezing fit. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawny. Summer on its way.
Yeah, that westerly didn't do you any good yesterday, eh?
No. Oh. No, southwest, it was not very nice at all.
No, that was so strong at the back end of the day. Today, back to normal, though, Bluey. Your old mate, the northeaster, straighten your face as you head out. So you'll have a little bit of respite this morning, but by mid-morning, I think it's going to be here. So how did we go fishing-wise? That was so strong, that wind. Did anyone get out?
No, just couldn't. We tried a couple of times. It eased off there about 11 o'clock. We had another crack at it, but no, it was just too difficult. The enemy just packed up and went home. It was just a day off yesterday.
Okay. What about today? Bottom of the tide now. Beautiful rising tide across the morning. I know you like that. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we're going to head out the estuary again this morning. I think it'll be quite good this morning. We're going to get that change of tide and then get that rising tide most of the morning. We'll try for a flathead on prawns or white bait.
Okay, all right, for flathead.
Still got these big tides, so it's a little bit of safety there if you're around the edges because they are big tides. And, if we can get a good session in this morning, I'll be very happy. There's some nice flathead around at the moment, dropped to 60 centimetres. There's also a few whiting and also some brim in the estuary, but flathead with what we'll target today.
All right, that sounds pretty good, Bluey. And, of course, we have the first of the month on Saturday. Can you believe it?
Yes.
And that means the first of the month on Sunday, we've got a few fishing clubs out.
Yes, we have. Firstly, Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, we've got their monthly cop on. It's 11 o'clock weigh-in in the beer garden on Sunday with the barbecue. Also, our good friends at Haddad Amateur Fishing Club, their weigh-in starts at 12 o'clock with the barbecue. And also at Warhope, the Warhope RSL Fishing Club, their weigh-in's at 2 o'clock at the rear of the clubhouse with the barbecue.
All right, there you go. Good luck to all clubs out this weekend, and it is going to be another cracker. And, Bluey, I know you love a good holiday, although you're very few. I try to talk you into having a few more, but how's this one? We say there's so many benefits becoming a Triple M Club member when you sign up at triplem.com.au. How about the current one, Bluey, the Summer Beach House? Now, I want you to close your eyes as I'm reading this to you. Ready?
Yep.
Up for grabs, a family holiday for four to the Gold Coast. To stay at the Triple M Summer Beach House. Now, we'll hook you up with flights, 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, and $500 to fill up the fridge.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh,
that sounds all right, doesn't it?
I know.
There you go. So that is on offer at the moment. Now, a reminder, only Triple M Club members can win. You sign up. We really appreciate your input into the music we play with the music jewellery. And also, we shower you with great gifts when you're a Triple M Club member like that one, the Summer Beach House. And look, ANZ's probably thinking we're giving his beach house away. It's not the case, ANZ, please. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. So it is on the Gold Coast there. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And we're ready to rock and roll. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they don't do ordinary. So that's up for grabs, Bluey. What are you thinking? What about the $500 for the fridge?
Oh, straight to Liquorland.
Oh, no.
Fill the fridge.
I knew that would excite you, Bluey. Well, there you go. Not a member, sign up today. And for the fishos, you're getting out early before the nor'easter arrives, Bluey.
Yeah, out of the estuary, take a few prawns or white bait and try for a nice, lazy flathead.
Good on you, Bluey.
Cheers.
A late shower and top of 26 on the mid-north coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Local police are investigating a house fire happening on Girraween Road, Port Macquarie, yesterday. Early in the morning, a ute parked out the front of the property was allegedly set alight before rolling into two other vehicles and coming to rest in the garage area. The fire spread to the premises and caused significant damage. The fire brigade called, extinguishing the blaze soon after. A crime scene's now been established and police are conducting inquiries. Thankfully, no one was injured. Lengthy traffic delays and road closures scheduled for Lanesbridge-Bowerville today. Nambuckashire Council advises the delays could come any time between now and 6 p.m. this evening. No traffic or pedestrian access during the closures. It's the first of several days' worth of interruptions needed for the bridge replacement to take shape. The next full closure's anticipated for December 10 to 15. There is an alternative route to and from Bowerville via Wilson's Road and local intersections advising of the closure. Royal Life Saving New South Wales launching a new program to curb the number of children drowning under the age of five. The online safety message combining an animated story, a song and other interactive activities. Life Saving CEO Michael Ilinski says when it comes to this issue, the numbers do not lie.
In the last 15 years, 149 children under the age of five have drowned in New South Wales. It was 61% of those been in backyard swimming pools. So to address this head on, today we've launched a new preschool initiative, an early childhood initiative, which brings the attention to young children aged 3 to 5.
Comboyne X Services building towards an upgrade plan involving a number of projects to improve facilities. The club's gained funding to get started. Up first, a new restroom and toilet facilities being built. Line MP David Gillespie says it's good news federal government can help out.
It's great to give the Comboyne Club $10,000 out of the Stronger Communities program. It'll mean a $20,000 upgrade of their facilities will happen.
Now to sport. The Australian Motorsport Action Group has confirmed the calendar for its 2019 Southern Cross Rally Series. Six rounds will be held across New South Wales, starting in the south at Rosewood on March 23. The finale will be in Port Macquarie several months later, from October 26 to 27. The event will use stages previously run with Bago Rally and Johns River Rallies to decide the series champion. Other events are taking place in Orange, Bega, Bulladilla and Coffs Harbour. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light nor'west to westerly wind blowing, producing really clean conditions on all our beaches, but the pick of the beaches this morning will be those open beaches for that early to mid-morning surf before that wind starts to swing around to the northeast. The swell is out of the southeast. Wave size in the open beaches and northern corners, looking around that 3 foot mark, but every now and then, if you really patient, there is a bigger set coming through about 4 foot. We do have a low tide just after 6 this morning, so that tide is starting to come in. High tide is around 12:30 this afternoon, and the water temperatures, it's in around 19 to 20.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's Trotty Fabrecki and a rock set on the joyride, and we certainly are. You're whistling on your way to work. Come on, it's only Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Then we're heading down the hill to the weekend. Yeah, 7 to 7. Beautiful sunrise right on 5 this morning. But I can tell you this, it may go pear-shaped a bit later with some showers and storms. 40% prediction by the Bureau. Up to about 28 degrees, and then the real wet stuff starts to arrive from tomorrow.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, mate.
Hey, Bluey Waters told me, you know, we're talking about the car races, and
yeah, yeah.
I know you love the car races. Guess how much for a bottle of water? Like, we joke about him. His Bottle-O Best Bet, normally about $1.66, because he works it out in his solar Casio calculator, right?
As you do.
Yeah. And water at his place is $2.50.
$8.
$8? But he did say there were lots of refill stations around the place.
Oh, good, yeah.
You know, but yeah, $8 for a water.
Jeez, yeah, I've seen a lot of expensive waters around the track, and I've seen up to $6, but $8 seems a bit steep,
well,
doesn't it?
In some of the dance party places, you know, I know a bloke who went to Ibiza one time, you know, the famous party island in Spain,
$20.
$20? $20 for a water. Jeez. Anyway,
amazing.
Let's get off that subject and have a look what the papers are saying today. And I hear there are a couple of good puns around there, Lee.
Yeah, well, in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, Ground Zero, a New South Wales Labor government won't pay a cent towards rebuilding Allianz Stadium and would instead expect the SCG Trust to find the money without dipping into taxpayers' wallets. New opposition leader Michael Daly yesterday demanded the government take its $1.5 billion stadium's plan to the March election and halt the Allianz demolition. As well as that, welcome to the Indian summer. They're the Posh and Becks of the subcontinent, and Virat Kohli and his Bollywood wife's star Anushka Sharma will help pour millions into the economy during an Indian summer of cricket. The Swami Army are packing stadiums in such big numbers.
I love that expression.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? It's hard to tell who's the home team. And indeed, they're already out in force. And it's great to see so much support for cricket.
Yeah.
And in the Sydney Morning Herald, Lib crisis derailed federal ICAC. A move to set up a national anti-corruption body has been derailed by the Liberal Party leadership crisis and could be delayed until next year, exposing the Morrison government to growing pressure for a new watchdog. And also health cover, we pay more for less. Australians paid $834 million more for health insurance in 2017-18 compared to the previous year, despite hundreds of thousands either dropping their cover or shifting to cheaper policies, a new report shows.
All right, thank you very much, Lee. Now, locally with you, this really interesting story about this fire yesterday morning in Port Macquarie, and police are investigating.
Yeah, they certainly are. This is a very interesting story, as you say. Local police are looking into a house fire happening on Girraween Road, Port Macquarie. Early in the morning yesterday, a ute parked out the front of a property was allegedly set alight before rolling into two other vehicles and coming to rest in the garage area of a house. The fire spread to the premises and caused significant damage. Great job by local fireys, though. They were quick on the scene and put out the fire, but not before significant damage done to that house. The fire brigade was called, as we say. A crime scene's now been established and police are conducting inquiries. Thankfully, no one was injured.
Yeah.
But now, as we say, police are investigating. And anyone who knows anything, call Crime Stoppers. The number, as we know, 1-800-333-000.
Good on you, Lee. We'll talk to you in about 6 minutes' time. The Big Ellie Stig Memorial Golf Day comes up in January. It is going to be another cracker, let me tell you. And here's the man behind it, our good mate. I reckon he could organise the phone book. Ray Stig. G'day, Ray.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for your call.
Ray, 25th year. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I see you're 25, God. You wouldn't think when we first started to be going this long now. Good God, it's just gets better every year, too.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Ray, fantastic. You're trying to bust the $400,000 mark. That is just amazing. And the money goes to kids with cancer.
That's true, Mark. Yeah. I think if anyone goes for a walk through those children's wards down there and sees what goes on, I think anyone will get behind something like this, yeah. But the $400,000, that's our target, yeah.
For sure. Now, we've got two tee-off times. It's Sunday the 6th of January. It's going to be an absolute cracker, 7:30 and 10. And you don't have to be a golfer, do you, Ray?
No, mate, you can be anything. Oh, God, you're hackers. Some of the blokes there, they'd be okay for the day, I think.
That's for sure. It is one of the most beautiful golf clubs on the North Coast. And then, of course, we've got our plenty of raffles and also your auction items. And I don't know, you must know so many people, Ray. How's the lineup this year? We'll run through some of the items, but what are a couple of your favourites, Ray, that are going to go up for grabs in the auction?
Oh, I think that big Samoa one, Mark, I said, you look at that one, that's just something unbelievable. They get like $500 on just to spend on the island itself. And that's a standout one, there's no doubt whatsoever. But there's so many other things there.
Yeah, I know. Well, the holiday for two in Samoa is for a week with New Zealand 500 spondoolies to spend at the resort. But some of the memorabilia you've got there as well. You know, you've got stuff from Tiger Woods, Greg Norman, and, you know, so many other great sporting stars as well, including Kelly Slater and a whole lot of football memorabilia. But you'd also got a couple of tickets to the Australian Tennis Open. You've got everything here, Ray.
We try to mix it up. I think this year I was talking to the auctioneers the other day, and they've seen it, and they said, "Boy, God, it's a good one this year." We just try to mix it up a bit this year. And well, the scouts that I've got to look around is they're unbelievable. They are too. I've got one in Sydney and one in Budgie Woo, one in Utah. They've got two up at the Gold Coast. And,
good on you, buddy, yeah. And even like we just had the supercars wind up, you've got a Peter Brock King of the Mountain signed print.
That's it.
Oh, it's amazing. So if you'd like to check it out, look, I'm going to put that list up on our Triple M Facebook site. Whack it in your diary. Now, I'm not going to put too fine a point on it, Ray, but, you know, the freeloaders, I mean, the family and friends will start arriving shortly. If you're looking for something to do in January, whack this in your diary. Sunday the 6th of January, it's at the Nambucca Island Golf Club. Call them, book your team in, you'll have a great day, and you might just pick up a really great piece of memorabilia. And the other stuff, I mean, Pink is such a well-known artist, everyone loves her. How did you get a signed print from her?
I can't tell you too much.
Oh. See, he's like the godfather, he's just pulling the strings from the background, Ray, yeah.
As I said, we go from Sydney up to Gold Coast, so he doesn't know how many spies were looking for us.
Yeah, good on you, Ray. All right, listen, we've got to let him go. You're still on the bread run?
Yeah, mate, yeah, I go out and I put some rubbish on those people, especially the ones who barrack for the roosters, you know, like you've got...
Oh, come on. Come on, Ray, come on.
Got plenty of good rabbits up here.
All right, Ray, you enjoy the day, buddy, and we'll make sure we keep plugging it, and it's going to be a great day. Sunday, January 6th at the Nambucca Island Golf Club. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Mark.
Triple M, it is Johnny Fabrecki and April Sun in Cuba there from Dragon. It is 13 past 8.
Triple M. Lab birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's see if we can give away the money to Deanna in Kempsey. G'day, Deanna. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Terrific. Now, what's happening with Christmas, Deanna? Are you hosting? You got people coming? You're going away? What are you doing?
We're just going to have a nice little quiet family one.
Yeah, I think it's right. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to go near the highway at the time of the year. So away we go. Hopefully give you $1,000 to make the party a party pop and affair. Deanna, what number are we looking for you on the wheel?
We'll have 27, please, Drawny.
Number 27 to Deanna. Okay, come on, 27. Away we go. Come on, you got to come round. Go! No, it's stuck on the number 4. Can't give you the cash-a-roo, Deanna. But end of the month, which is only a couple of days away, Chrissy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you so much, you too.
Good on you, Deanna. Now, others birthdaying today on the wheel. I can tell you that Kiara Peters from Kempsey is also birthdaying today. Good on you, Kiara. From Mum, Dad, Callum, Bryce, Nan and Pop and all your friends at St. Joey's Primary School in Kempsey, have a great day, Kiara, turning 11 today. Now, people like Kiara are sharing their birthdays with the likes of Bruce Lee, actor Bill Nighy and Robin Givens, all born on this day, November 27th. Triple M in North Coast, it is Strawny for Brekkie. Don't pay the ferryman, don't even fix a price. There you go. Coming up, Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss. Good morning to all the ferry drivers around the mid-North Coast as well. Coming up, Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss. News today on one of the stars of Home and Away, selling her unit she bought when she was first on the show. She now lives in LA. It's a good story, actually. She got a stack for it, too. Barbara Streisand, Alec Baldwin in court. Details coming up.
Triple M Summer Beach House.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
I'm over. Yeah, how good is it? We don't do ordinary indeed. The Summer Beach House, only Triple M Club members can win. It is such a fantastic prize. Holiday for four to the Gold Coast. It is the Triple M Summer Beach House and only Triple M Club members can win. We're going to hook you up with flights, 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld and a $500, $500 to fill up the fridge. You don't put the money in the fridge, but I think you know what I mean. If you'd like to know more, head to the website triplem.com.au to join and win the Triple M Summer Beach House. A cracker. Get going. triplem.com.au.
The Westport Club.
Triple M and the Summer Beach House. Only Triple M Club members can win. It's the Beatles there and talking about a revolution. 14 to 9, 13, 27, 10, our telephone number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. That's where you're registered to become a Triple M Club member and maybe win the beach house.
The Mid North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy.
Good morning. There's lots on today, actually.
There is so many things. It normally slows down at this time of the year, but today's not. That's not the case.
It's Christmas time. Yes, it's coming. Christmas is almost here.
Coming.
Would you believe it, actually, though, that this week is the last week of November?
I know.
I can't believe where this time's gone. Woohoo! Anyway, the Hastings Koalas Orchestra Christmas Party concert is on from today from 10 o'clock at Panthers. They're raising funds for Rotary Lodge. And today is story time at Nambucca Heads Public Library from 10 o'clock. There's reading, singing and craft and lots of other things. Glenna Thompson, an author of Blueberry and Stella and Margie, will be at Kempsey Library from 11 o'clock tonight. Now, she grew up on an apple orchard, married, had children, and before moving to the country, she developed a career in overseas aid and business. So this is her second novel, and she says that I'm part of the sandwich generation.
Do you know what
the sandwich generation is, Johnny?
I've read it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's women who are sandwiched between elderly parents, children, and grandchildren. So she understands the complex issues about intergenerational families and writes about them. So very good insights. So get along to the Kempsey Library from 11 today. And the Barrowville Art Group meet at 9 o'clock at the Racecourse today as well. And speaking of art, a selection of artworks from the Port Macquarie Hastings Council Art Collection, which explores two main collections of themes, including abstraction and landscape, are on show at the Glasshouse at the Regional Gallery.
Yeah, for sure, Christy. Now, also, you on Thursday, I know, are going to be talking about the big street parade in Port.
I'm excited.
The lighting of the Christmas tree. Alex Glenn Holmes had just sent me an email. I'm going to talk to her on Thursday morning for an update on my favourite, the mascots race. Right?
I knew you would talk about this.
Now, there are 15 apparently signed up, ready to go. These include Boost Juice. Remember Barry Boost fell over, did a face plant a couple of years ago. Poor bloke. The Breadhead, BCU Scoot, Captain Nab, Hoggy, Wizzy the Water Drop. I've only seen Wizzy beaten once. And Crystal Clear, that's not you under another name, is it?
No.
And a few newcomers, including Peppa Pig from Peppa Riffing Parties.
That's awesome. Peppa Pig, that's going to be the crowd favourite. You know that Hoggy used to be Caleb.
He did too.
Caleb, our afternoon's announcer.
Yeah, I know.
He used to be the mascot. Are we going to get MC Pelican out, or is he completely
I don't know. I think it was the one off the Pelican, you know. But we'll wait and see. Now, also, I did get a note from Port Macquarie Hastings Council too. You and Michael had the best collection of in the street for the yellow bin.
Oh, thanks.
Most noise. After the housewarming. Congratulations.
Don't
is that an
tell
award?
Mum.
Hey?
That's what not
it was
that's,
classic.
That's nothing to congratulate
it was sensational.
Me for.
Well done. Bin of the week you got. I made that up. Christy's going to be back tomorrow.
Thanks. If you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
11 to 9.
This is Michelle.
G'day.
We apologise for this break in our program. We'll resume as soon as possible.
Ah, yes, it is 6 to 9. That's it for us on the show for today. I would like to finish off in a bit of a silly manner. There we go. Whatever you are doing, enjoy your Tuesday, everyone. Tomorrow on the show, yes, Worst With Dad Joke Wednesday.
Friends, you can hold your head.
You'll laugh, you'll cry. Yeah.
God's in his heaven.
Ray after 9 on 131873. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your day.
Treasure that money can't.